Up and Happy Television proudly presents...
The E-Man's Easter Special!
Or...
How the Stench Stole Easter!
Our story begins not so long ago in a world not too dissimilar to our own, the world of evil. No, not evil. I mean, evil. And it is home to not one, not two, but a whole community of E-men. Yes, this, dear viewer, is the sound of a typical day in Evil. All the merry little E-men with their long stringy necks and their spiky green hair are busying themselves with the annual Easter celebrations.
Morning, Mrs. E-man.
Morning, Mr. E-man.
And so this kind of thing went on and on for quite a long time. A very long time. Days, weeks, months even. But little did they realise that miles away, up in the mountains, in his grotty little den, lurked the strangest monster of them all. They called him Dr. Strangeglove, otherwise known as the Stench.
Bah! I hate Easter! I hate it so very much! Hate it, hate it, hate it! Bah! Grr!
Apparently, although you'd never guess it, the Stench hated Easter. He hated the look of it. He hated the smell of it. But above all, he hated people going eee.
I hate people going eee.
Told you, didn't I? Truly, he was the meanest of them all. But today, 2 days before Easter, Dr. Strangeglove, the Stench, woke up in his lead-lined hammock.
Starts to another day. Another stinking, pitiful day to while away the hours being stinking and pitiful. Oh, excuse me. I think I'd better open a window. Okay, that is very strange. It sounded like a door. Hang on. If my strange old eyes don't deceive me, I see a tiny E-man walking this way. And he has a big egg, a big chocolate egg. Well, he's not having it. That egg is mine, I tell you. Mine, mine, all mine.
But, like I told you listeners earlier, this is evil, not evil. Although, maybe Dr. Stench is a wee bit on the naughty side.
Little E-man, you're trespassing on my soil. I demand that you hand over that egg, as it is my right to confiscate all consumables.
Oh no, it's the Stench!
What? Don't be so coarse. I had a bath 3 Xmases ago. Now hand over that egg!
No!
Hand over that egg, or I'll scramble your head!
Okay, Big Nose, you want the egg? Get!
Oh, my head!
I bet that ain't the spot!
How I hate this crummy little world!
Ooh.
How I hate these stupid and pathetic E-men! And their stupid, pathetic, whiny voices! And their... Shut up!
Anyway, as I was saying, on to part two. And the news of a giant flaming ball of poo spotted steaming towards the city of Evil is on the news. Good evening. This is the news. Today, a giant flaming ball of poo...
Mind your language.
I'm sorry. I'll read that again. Today, a giant flaming ball of something nasty was spotted steaming towards the city of Evil. Impact is estimated to be due any time within the next 24 hours. I'm sorry that we cannot be any more accurate than this, but our damn technical boffin has gone away on holiday. He says it's his Easter break.
Tell the people what they should do.
Residents of Evil are advised to retreat to a place of safety, namely a big box in town, and wait for this crisis to pass.
Have you heard the news, Mrs. E-Man? It's all over town!
Really?
Well, it will be sometime within the next 24 hours.
Meanwhile, at his grotty little hovel, Dr. Strange Stench Glove is watching the news on TV and rubbing his hands with glee, as it's cheaper than hand cream.
This is excellent news, this is. Very good indeed. With this flaming ball of the brown stuff hitting the city of Evil, then the whole Easter celebrations shall be ruined! Ruined! Or is it enough to stop the celebrations? I know. I'd better make doubly sure by ruining Easter myself. Today, whilst all the stupid residents of Evil are hiding away or locked up in their safety deposit box, I shall ride out on my sleigh and steal Easter!
excuse me? Would you mind not cackling quite so loud? My wife's trying to ee!
What the? What are you two doing in my bed? Ee off!
Okay, if you insist.
We'll go together, darling.
Ee!
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 Thank heck they've gone. I don't know. Still, after tonight, they'll all be eeing on the other side of their faces.
And so, that night, later to become known as the Night of Naughty Doingness, Dr. Strangeglove, aka The Stench, rode out on his magic sleigh, flying across the mountains until at last he reached the City of Evil.
Damn it! I knew I should learn how to park the damn thing properly, but I never paid any attention to my driving instructor. In fact, he never paid any attention to me! He just kept eeing in my ear!
Dr. Strangeglove stalked the City of Evil in his best stalking trousers and found the city to be quiet. Very quiet.
That's strange! Not an E to be heard. Of course, they're all hiding in that big box, shivering and shaking with fear from the poo that's about to land on their heads. But still they shall soon have another foe to face, namely me. Now then, where do they keep all their Easter goodies?
And so it came to pass that Dr. Strangeglove, aka The Stench, tiptoed in and out of all the houses, filling his empty sack with all of the E-Men's Easter goodies until the sack was no longer empty, but full.
Right, here's some chocolate eggs, in they go into my sack. Oh, and here's some hen's eggs, in they go too. Oh, and here's some baby chicks. Oh, into the sack they go too. I'm so deliciously naughty.
Meanwhile, inside the safety deposit box, the E-Man clan were all contemplating the fate of their beloved city.
Now that we're all packed into one big box, what are we going to do?
Well, we could always go,
what a good idea! Let's do that, shall we? All of us, after three. One, two, three.
And so, all of the E-Men eed their heads off, unaware that Easter had now officially been stolen. Good evening, this is the news. Tonight it has just been announced that Easter has now officially been stolen. Police are helping with inquiries and have issued this photo-fit picture of the missing Easter. If there were any witnesses to this crime, please do not hesitate to step forward. Unless, of course, you happen to be locked away in a big box full of people going ee, in which case, carry on eeing.
Eee! Did you hear what that newsreader just said?
Eee! Yes, he told us all to carry on eeing, so let's all eee together.
Eee! 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 Hang on, hang on. Didn't you hear? He said that Easter has just been stolen.
What?
Eee! We must find it immediately and bring it back before it's too late.
Eee! Well, what can we do?
Eee! Yeah, we're all stuffed together in the big box.
Well, why don't we just walk out through the door?
Eee! What a good idea.
Eee! Yeah, let us walk through the door.
Eee!
Hey, well, there's no sign of Easter anywhere.
Hey, no, I can't see anything either.
Look up there.
Hey!
As to what did the E-men spy whence they stepped from out of their box? Why, none other than that rascally rapscallion, the Stench, Dr. Stenchglove. He was standing atop a distant mountain, preening like a god, because in a sense he was, as he had just proved that he could steal Easter from right under the noses of a load of E-men in a box.
Eee! Dr. Strange Stench, what are you doing atop a distant mountain?
What does it look like, suckers? I'm preening like a god, because in a sense I am, as I have just proven that I can steal Easter from right under the noses of a load of E-men in a box.
Hey, just a minute. E-man one. How come we can see and hear Dr. Strange Stench when he's standing atop a distant mountain?
I don't know.
Hey, just run with it, okay?
You mean like Dr. Strench has run off with all that Easter goodies?
Hey, go on, dear, tell him off.
Okay. Dr. Strange Stench, where is our Easter?
What? You want your stupid, precious Easter? Well, here it is, right here in this magic sleigh.
Give it to us, now!
Never! I've stole your Easter! I've stole your Easter!
hang on a moment. Isn't this script portraying me in a bad light? Anyone would think that I was the villain of the piece.
Well, that's because you are.
But why? Why should I be the villain? It just doesn't make any sense. All I wanted is to be liked. Now that's just not too much to ask, is it?
Look, none of this is real, you know. It's only a story. This isn't really evil. It's just a cardboard set. Those presents are not the real thing either. They're just dummies, you know. And you're not really the Stench.
He is, you know. I can smell him from here.
Oh, stuff this for a game of soldiers. I'm sick of being portrayed as evil. I'm going home. You can have all your Easter presents back if you like.
Good.
I'm sick of being surrounded by fake cardboard sets and being fed lines that have been written by a chimpanzee on a bungee cord. What I want is to face reality for a change, to know what it is like to be free. I'm asking of you now, O world, hit me with something real!
Eee! That big flaming ball of poo was real enough, though, wasn't it? Be you!
I hate everything.